Hello, everyone, and welcome to Beer, Bongs, and Bangers. We back, Dylan and Nate.
What's good with it?
Okay, hold on. I got to plug my headphones in because I had to take them out because for some reason you're coming through the phone, not the headphones. Something's going on, bro.
Oof. Let's pray.
Let's pray that this actually works. All right, Beth, put them in. 3, 2, 1. Oh my god, did it work?
It did work.
Oh, there it is.
Successful.
Hey. Successful. Yes. All right, well, it's been way too long.
Yeah.
It's been way too long. I mean, we have been working on something else, though. We have. Mm-hmm. I think it's appropriate time to shout out right at the beginning. You know? Go and check out Beer Bongs and Bangers. Sports. Yeah, we're doing a whole sports podcast, and it's you know, it's coming along really well. It is Nathan's channel.
Yes. So, of course, you guys know that Beer Bongs and Bangers on my brother Dylan's. It's on his channel. And then the sports will be taking place on my channel. And, of course, the role switch and stuff like that. But, yeah, if you want to check out the March Madness, our predictions, you want to check out baseball, basketball, football, whatever sport's hot at the moment, go check out Beer Bongs and Bangers Sports because that's over there. All right.
Yeah, we got MLB's. And we're going to talk about it, even though you know nothing about it, is hockey because hockey playoffs are coming up.
I may not know about, a lot about hockey right now, but I would love to learn because I fucking love hockey.
Bro, your boy has gotcha with the hockey, man. Yeah. Your boy's gotcha. Like I love hockey.
Like, I watch a game of I'm not hating or anything, but, like, I watch a game of basketball and watch all them fucking pussy flopping fouls, like, soccer with all the flopping shit, and I just love watching hockey and seeing some guy get fucking decked into a glass,
They
bro.
Just like, fucking get destroyed. Just, yes,
somebody get fucking checked into the glass, bro. It's the greatest thing ever, bro. Like,
it is amazing.
Yeah.
I fucking love hockey. Fucking love it.
Yeah.
All right.
But we'll cover that on my channel, but let's get to this. All right. What's this episode about, Dylan?
I mean, this is we're gonna start off with, you know, good old fashioned music.
Yeah.
Some music real quick. And you know what dropped today is probably the heat of the century, goddamn old Town World remix with Billy Cyrus.
Back on the number one country billboard.
Oh my god. That shit was I listened to it on the way home. And I gotta say, I rewinded it. I want to listen to it again. It's just so good.
Let me tell you my story real quick. So I take the shuttle to the campus and back. So I was taking the shuttle back, right? And the dumbass driver fucking missed our exit, and he missed the fucking turn to turn into the Verge where I stay at. So he like kept going straight, and then he fucking like banged the wheel. He was like, "Fuck." so he had to like keep driving for like a couple miles, and then he had to like make a U-turn and shit, but it gave me time, and then I was just scrolling on YouTube with all that extra time, and I saw the Old Town Road remix, so I peeped that shit. So the intro with Billy Ray, like, it wasn't hitting that much for me.
Yeah, the intro wasn't hitting that much for me.
But then, like, the standard Old Town Road hit, that was heat, obviously. And then Billy Ray's fucking final verse, bro, that shit was gas, bro.
That verse, and then the last chorus is so good, where they mash together the voices.
Yes, oh my God. Bro. I was on the bus fucking banging, bro.
It sounds so goddamn good.
We'll smell you on the fucking number one country charts, baby.
I mean, you already know this is gonna be your fucking song of the day.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm just saying, fucking 5 minutes into the podcast, our song of the day is Old Town Road remake.
Did not take long to decide the song of the day this time.
This time, bro. Like, and then we got Roddy Rich.
Yeah.
Roddy Rich. So you can say it a lot of ways. It could be Raleigh Rich. It's just as good.
It's Roddy.
Roddy. It could be Roddy Rich.
Yeah, but it's Roddy.
It's just as good. It's Roddy. All right, Roddy Rich.
It's Roddy.
Yeah, him in every season. You know, that's getting a little big. That's just getting pretty big.
Roddy's popping off, bro.
Yeah, Roddy popping off, and of course 2 Chainz drops his album, Rapper, yeah. Go to the League. Heat. And his Kendrick heat. Song was Heat.
With all the weird songs were Heat.
Bro, Kendrick's Whisper in Hit a Lick. Bro, it's so nice.
Yeah, that's the first song I heard, bro.
It's so nice. Yeah. And then my personal favorite song is I Said Me.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the intro of just the
fucking, yeah, I know exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Christmas Carol in that bitch. Yeah. And all of a sudden, just the beat hits. That's so nice.
Yeah.
So nice, bro. And I have a question. Did you hear Schoolboy Q song?
What do you mean?
Schoolboy Q dropped Num Num Juice, bro.
Bro, yeah, he fucking showed me that song.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he didn't show me, but yeah, I heard him. Yeah, Num Num Juice.
I was like, yeah, like that shit was gas, bro. That shit was gas as fuck. That was a gas pack and a half.
Yeah, I can't wait for his album to drop, bro. Like,
yeah.
Schoolboy, he was hot, bro. Bro, like,
collard greens,
bro.
Collard greens.
Hot, bro. Studio, hot. Fucking, I gotta look this nigga up, bro. Like,
give him a second.
Oh my god, bro. Schoolboy Q. Bangers, bro. That's all he dropped, bro.
Honestly.
Let's see, bro. Collard greens, hot. Man of the year, hot.
Man of the year is hot.
That part, hot.
That part.
That part, hot. Banger. What else we got? Schoolboy Q, bro.
Schoolboy was really good. I'm pretty sure he has some good features too.
Yeah. Hell of a Night. Banger. Fucking. I just can't wait for his album, bro. Like, he's going to drop some absolute heat.
Yeah, it's going to be good, bro. I can't wait. I really can't wait. That's just going to be so nice.
Do we have a date on it yet? Or is it still up in the air?
It's still up in the air.
Bro, how are you going to drop a banger single and then, like, still be like, oh, I don't know when my album's coming out? Fuck.
Yeah, true.
God damn it.
That's what it is. It is what it is, bro. Bro, did you hear Pimpin' Ain't Easy by Kodak? You heard that shit, right? That shit gas. That shit is gas and so gas.
Dude, anything Kodak drops is fucking amazing.
It's so motherfucking gas, bro.
Yeah. Let me just say real quick. So, like, my roommate told me today that Kodak has been accused of, you guessed it, rape.
Okay. Okay. I ain't worried about it.
Yeah, bro. Like, there's no way, bro. Kodak's the fucking goat, bro.
Kodak's such a great nice dude, bro. Guy, bro.
Like, he was fucking, he was on a fucking, like, what, like, Chuck E. Cheese slide talking to a fucking, like, 8-year-old, fucking, like, get out the way, Jake. Like,
get out the way, Jake. Get out the way, Jake.
Get out the way, Jake.
Jake, get out the way.
Jake, get out the way. There's no way, like, bitches be seen in for and fucking that, and Texas. Then, so and just, then, like, fuck that bitch.
And then you see Kodak just look around, bro.
Yeah, let bro. Like, let me out of the boat.
Let me out of the boat. That's hilarious. Nah, it's all of a sudden just
looking. Yeah, bro. Innocent until proven guilty. We riding with Kodak. Like, bitches, you know, just why? Be fiending, you know, bro.
You know why we riding with Kodak?
Yes, I know why we riding with Kodak.
Because he drive a boat.
He
drive a boat, bro.
We riding with Kodak, and Kodak drive a boat.
He drive a boat. Some boy drive a boat. Bro, but there's this one guy. I saw this vine. This guy did it on like a tour of a boat. He's on the boat, bro. They're on the water and everything. And he just looks over and goes, let me drive the boat. He's like, you wanna? He's like, really? And next snap, you just see him riding the boat, bro. He's
I think I've seen that.
He's like, you wanna?
He's like, yo, for real?
Really? Yo, for real? And then all of a sudden, boom, he's driving the boat.
That shit was funny. He's like,
he's driving the boat, bro. I was like, oh, shit. But like, next time I'm on a boat, bro, I'm just going to look around and go, let me drive the boat. And then he's going to be like, really?
Yeah, I fucking love Kodak, bro.
But Kodak, that's a nice kid.
Yo, if you say Kodak's a mumble rapper and has no talent, bro, fight me, bro. Fight
he me. He is. A lot of people say he's a mumble rapper because you can't really understand him because that's literally how he talks.
Yeah.
That's how he talks.
That's not how he talks. That's how Florida talks. Like, they don't understand. Like, if you're from Florida, bro, you'd be out here like, yeah, I'm from the Shaw Street. Like, what you mean? We out here, bro. Like, what you mean, bro? Like, we out here, bro. We can't. Like, that's just how we talk out here, bro. Like, that's what goes down. That's what goes down in Jax, bro. That's what goes down in fucking Duval, Jax, bro. Like, that's what goes down, bro. That's what goes down. Duval. That's what happens.
I can't wait. I can't wait, bro.
Like, you can't talk shit about Florida if you ain't been in Florida, bro. Like,
if you, I guarantee you, like, if a fucking New York nigga went down to Florida, came down to Florida to Jacksonville and tried to act tough in the hood of Jacksonville, he'd get gatted, like, real quick. Bro. He'd be like, he's dead within 5 minutes of being on that sidewalk, bro.
Bro, Florida niggas be like, pronounce water, dumbass nigga. Come on, son.
Pronounce water, it's like water. And all of a sudden, like, get the fuck out.
Get your ass flamed real quick, son.
Like, yo, motherfucking New York. Fucking snowbird head ass. All of a sudden, there's people just coming on him.
We may be both on the East Coast, but we way different, big man.
Motherfucking too black to be black head ass.
Timberland head ass. Head ass. Subway head ass.
It's like, down here, you gotta walk head ass. Down here, you don't take buses or anything. You just gotta drive your own motherfucking car. Head ass.
Oh, you wanna hail a cab? Oh, wait, you ain't got a car. Head ass, boy.
Head ass boy. Yeah, bro, they try and get flamed.
Yeah, bro, like,
yeah, they get flamed in Jax. It's not fair.
Yeah, they ain't ready for it, bro. Like, shit.
It is not fair, bro.
Death. Death. You just hit the pen?
Death. I'll tell you a little more about this one that I got. It's really ironic because, you know, Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan, he's a gay guy at the pub.
Yeah.
I work at a pub, everyone. Yes, I'm 17. I work at a motherfucking pub. Get off my case. But, yeah, so I work at a pub and he's from New York, all right? And I'm just like, yeah, this is, you know, can I snag? Like, can I buy a car? He's like, yeah, 40. And he's like, all right, pick which one you want. I was like, okay. And I saw this thing. It was like headband. I'm like, what the hell's headband? He goes, oh, you never had a headband before? I'm like, no. He's like, bro, I had it in New York a couple times, bro. This shit's gas. It tastes like ass, though. I'm like, okay. He's like, all right, give it to me. And sure enough, bro, it's gas.
What is it?
It's like, it's, I don't know. I do not know. It's just gas. It's amazing.
Damn.
It is like, but it tastes so bad, bro. It tastes so bad. It's like awful. I want to yak.
That's weird.
But fuck it. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. We kind of got off track there.
Bro, fuck.
Jesus, like, Christ.
It'd be like that.
Yo, right, yeah.
Hold on, bro.
But whatever.
You know what I've been on? You know who I've been on lately, bro?
Who?
Denzel Curry, bro.
Yeah, you telling me about that, bro. You've been on him.
So, like his freshman freestyle, bro. Heat.
I need to watch that. I haven't watched any of, like, the exit, the double XL fucking.
No, you've definitely fucking watched it, bro.
I need to.
No, I need to watch it. You've watched it. If you haven't watched that freestyle, you're on cocaine.
I probably
It was Denzel Curry, 21 Savage, Lil Uzi Vert, Yachty, Kodak Black, bro. That's the best freshman XXL that they've ever put out, bro. And, like,
you know who had a pretty, like, dope ass fucking freestyle?
Ooh.
Bro, Hobson.
Yeah.
That man he sounded like he was just spinning a song, bro. It was so clean, so nice.
Yo,
and
him?
Then you got, like, Future just going,
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Him, and then I think, like, a year or two later, Lil Dicky hopped on the XXL, bro.
But Lil Dicky was cat.
Yo, unfortunately, his freestyle was a little short, but that shit was heat.
It was so short.
And especially, it was so short. And compare, I think he was with Designer, and
Designer was awful. It was definitely designer
and like some like Anderson Pack, I think. I don't know. Don't call me on that.
Do you know what? No. No, we're doing this. No. Okay, we're all here. Right. Like, we're doing it. Give me a second.
Yeah. I know what he looks like. I don't fucking remember his name.
Talking a little dick, the little Dicky Cypher?
Yeah.
Oh, not Cypher. I guess Freestyle. All right. You can say whatever the hell you want, guys. Little Dicky.
He was designer, bro, but like, Freestyle. Little Dicky snapped.
Let's go. Load. Because that would be great. Because I'm on time here. Motherfucker.
Yeah, it was Anderson Pack, bro. Give me that shit.
It literally just came out.
Give me that shit.
Designer Lil Dicky Anderson Pack.
I'm fucking money, bro.
And guess what? I see a little further down. I just see Kodak Black, 21 Savage, Lil Yachty, and
Joker. That was definitely the best freestyle, but we'll talk about this one first. Lil Dicky definitely underrated, bro. Like, I know he hasn't came out with like in like a hot album or like a hot song in a minute, bro. But like, he got talent, bro. He's definitely better than he's definitely better than any of these like mumble rappers out here. Like, he's fucking.
I mean,
good,
listen
bro.
To Professional Rapper, bro. Like, that's a great song.
Like he, like I've
been spits.
Like, I never thought a comedian and rap could, like, ever mix. But, like, he's, like, you could listen to a song and fucking, like, crack up the whole song, bro. Like, he's so funny. And then, like, in songs like Freaky Friday, like, that's fucking funny and good. Like, Boyfriend, hilarious. Pillow Talking, hilarious.
Bro, Pillow Talking is, like, he spits.
Yeah.
He spits
and it's fucking hilarious.
Shit.
And if you just want to see like Lil Dicky like on bars, bro.
And his music videos, bro, are so cool.
Yeah, bro.
First of all, Pillow Talking was dope.
Yeah, he's like, this man's so clever. Like he can have a fucking conversation with himself, acting like a girl, talking about aliens and dinosaurs, bro. Like, this guy's
so cool, bro.
Funny. So talented, but so creative, and like if you just want to hear him spit, bro, go peep Russell Westbrook on a farm.
Yeah,
that's just,
man.
Like, that's so good.
Spit.
Yeah. And if you want to peep some like sad shit, go peep the song he did with Brendan Urie.
Molly, bro.
Yeah, that song was so sad.
That's a sad song,
dude.
Bro,
that'll put you in your feels real quick. Bro.
It's so
real.
Good.
It's a fantastic.
It's so good, bro.
He's got you in the feels. Fucking hilarious. Got the talent. Got the creativity. And, like,
he's just overall really good, bro.
Just fantastic, and he's so underlooked, bro. So underrated, bro. He's just fantastic, man.
Man.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And then of course we got the fucking greatest cipher of all time, bro. Kodak, 21, Lil Uzi, Lil Yachty, and Denzel Curry, bro. Like,
that was a really good cipher.
That was fantastic. That was really a lot of old heads.
Who's Hobson with? Hold up.
Hobson was with some like no name niggas, bro. Like, Hobson was with some like never seen again as like.
Give me a second. I don't know if a lot of people even know who Hobson is, even listening to this podcast.
Oh, if you don't know who Hobson is, bro, like, you don't know rap, bro. Like,
yeah,
he's the best out there right now. He's the best lyrical out there right now.
Let's see. Hobson was Roscoe Dash, MGK, Future, and Danny Brown.
Yeah, they're all dead right now.
All awful. Probably all awful ciphers. And like, just the beginning is Hobson, bro. He spits, and then it's like, I'm going to shut this off.
No, yeah, I remember that cipher, bro. Future was trash, bro.
Yeah, Future doesn't freestyle, bro. It's not freestyle.
Yeah, no. Like, Future, he can drop hits, but like, he wet the fucking bed on that shit, bro. And Hobson just put that shit on his back.
Hobson made that shit actually decent.
Yeah. And Denzel Curry, bro, like, low-key, he was the standout in the 2016 one, bro.
No, he was,
like,
bro.
A lot of people like to overlook him because, like, 21 Savage, Lil Uzi, Lil Yachty, and Kodak were like the popping ones, but like Denzel Curry murdered that freestyle.
Kodak always be.
Yeah, bro. Like if you hate on Kodak, bro, like you're tweaking, bro. Like that's a rapper straight off the streets, bro. Straight, like fresh.
Yeah,
off.
you don't know the streets until you're like with him.
You don't know Avenue D until you fucking walking down it, bro. Like he's straight off. Yeah,
like Melly.
Yeah,
bro. Like Melly and Kodak, bro. They're street.
Yeah,
and they're both like from the 772, which I respect.
Yeah,
both from the 772. So it's really dope that we have two rappers known, making this area known, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, PS only ain't widely known up here at UCS, so like it's,
yeah.
I'm happy they make it a name.
Yeah, PSL, Fort Pierce, and Vero is like one big ass motherfucking town. Mm-hmm. We all go to the same goddamn high schools that play each other all the goddamn time, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And then we always go there shit. Like it's one little town, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, D. I'm gonna be all around, bro, on Saturday. I can't wait for Saturday. Cannot wait.
I'm just gonna be watching basketball tomorrow.
I'll be watching basketball and I'll be watching basketball and at Brom. Just sitting there, just like sober. Just this sucks.
Tragic.
Hey, it'll be over, bro. I'm pretty sure it starts at 9. We're gonna get there at 9:30 and leave at 10. No cap.
Damn.
We just leave at 10, bro. Go back to fucking crib and just start slugging.
Yeah, I think our shit started at like 8. We got there at 9 and left at like 11.
Yeah.
And then just got fucking trashed.
That's it, bro. I don't really remember your fucking prom story, bro. Is that when you had to get like dragged upstairs or some shit?
I don't even remember. No, yeah, okay. I'll tell that right now. So like it was literally like 30 minutes after prom, and we were hitting this bitch up to go to an after prom party, and she was like, "All right, like I'm having a little get together in the back porch." So we pull up to her house. Oh, wait, no, first. So I drop Kaylee's friends off. Kaylee was my ex-girlfriend at the time. Or my girlfriend, but now she's ex. Anyway, fuck that bitch. So I drop her. I drop her friends off. And then me and Kaylee go to my house. And then, like, park the car, get an Uber, drive to the party. Because we're responsible. Never drive drunk. Take an Uber, waste the money. It's worth it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so take the Uber to their house. We're getting fucking absolutely smashed, bro. Like she wasn't even drinking that much, bro. Like I was chugging liquor. Like I probably took like 5 shots, drank 5 beers, and I was still putting shit back, like Fireball, like 50% vodka. Like I was getting dumb wasted, bro. Like, and this was like one of my probably first time. Not first time drinking, obviously, but like it was like the first time I actually like tested my limit, so I didn't really know when to stop, so
just kept like, going, baby.
Yeah, I just fucking kept drinking, bro. Like I was chugging shots, like I was chugging like a whole fucking handle of vodka, bro. Like I was going in, and then like 2 hours in, I had all this fucking alcohol in my system, and then the host was talking about somebody going to pull up, and for a little background, this somebody who was going to pull up had some history with my girl at the time, my prom date. So like, of course, being like drunk as fuck, I was like, all right, bro, like pull up then, bro. Like I'm down pull to up, scrap, bro. Like,
let's go.
I'm down to you fucking that scrap,
drunk,
bro.
You got like, that drunk confidence.
Bro. Oh, bro. I had confidence for no reason, bro. Like, I would faded a nigga, like, no cap, but, like, still, like, I was getting in there, bro. Like, I was telling everybody, like, I'm gonna fade this dude, like, on site, bro. He pull up, he's getting dropped. But they were like, all
right. Sounds about right, bro. Sounds about right.
Oh, this nigga would've got fucking capped, bro. He's so lucky, bro. But, like, they were like, all right, Nate, I think you should go. Like, you're getting a little animated, bro. I was like, all right, bro. Like, I'll go, bro. All right. Whatever. So then me and Q, like, call the Uber, get in the Uber, and then that's when shit went fucking downhill, bro. I hop in an Uber, don't remember shit. And then I remember getting out of the Uber. Don't remember the whole fucking 10-minute ride home. Do not remember at all. I remember getting out of the Uber. I remember putting the key in my lock. I remember turning it, letting Kaylee in the house. And then I blacked out.
Nice.
And then the last thing I remember is I could not get the fucking key out of the lock. I was just, like, fucking slamming the door shut and, like, opening it fucking, like, loud as fuck. Just could not get the fucking key out, bro. And, like, I knew my dad heard it, bro. Like, I was fucked, bro. Like, I just could not get the fucking key out of the lock. So, like, I eventually got it out, closed the door. Kaylee goes upstairs. And then I take 2 steps up the stairs. And then blacked out. And then next thing I remember, I was throwing up in my bathroom toilet. Still in my tuxedo. Rented, by the way. Still,
You're still in your tuxedo? You never changed?
I don't fucking remember, guy. I was blacked out.
How the fuck did you not change, bro? That's the first thing I'm gonna change in the parking lot of the fucking Sunrise. I'm changing in the parking lot of the Sunrise, getting a Four Loko, cracking it open, and sitting there fucking drinking it.
No, well, I had the jacket off, but I still had, like, the white shirt and the black pants on. And then, so I walk in the door. I planned on taking it off. And I fucking blacked out as soon as I walked in the door. And the next thing I remember is a little, like, snippet of me fucking yakking in the toilet. And the next thing you know, I fucking wake up and I'm like, fuck. And then my... 12. Oh, God damn it, bro. Fuck 12. Fuck 12. All right, anyway.
And then, at the same time.
And then I remember... Well, not remember, but my parents told me the whole story, so... Here's the parent story. So, like, the full shit, I fumble with the fucking door, wakes my dad up, obviously. I end up closing the door somehow. I don't recall. I end up closing somehow, the door. I made the door. I don't care.
It'd be like that sometimes, though. It'd be like that.
This is my
somehow, bro.
This is my first time blacking out, by the way. So I got the door closed somehow. I take 2 steps. 2 steps on the stairs. And then I fucking fall back. And my dad catches me. If my dad wasn't there, probably would have fucking, like, cracked my skull open or some shit. Like, I was that fucked up. But I take 2 steps up the stairs. Dad catches me. He's like, yo, what's going on? I heard someone go upstairs. What's going on? And I'm like, nobody. Nobody's going upstairs. And he's like, who went upstairs? Like, I heard it. Like, I'm not a fucking retard. Like, I heard it. I'm like, nobody went upstairs. Nobody. And then he was like, Nathan, like, I heard somebody go upstairs. Like, what the fuck was it? And I was like, it's nobody. I just gotta go to bed.
Jesus Christ.
So he helps me upstairs, sees Kaylee, obviously. And then I start fucking vomiting everywhere, bro. Like, all over my rented tux. And then I made it to the toilet, bro. Like, it was tragic, bro. But... the plus side to that story, the folks had zero clue that I brought Kaylee back to fuck. They had no idea that we had intentions of doing anything because we played it off like I was too fucked, which I was, but not until I walked in the door, which was like the plan was made way before that. But like the plan was like, we're fucked. We get home and then we fucking smash upstairs. But honestly, luckily, I was fucked up. So then we just played it off like, oh, I was fucked. She was taking care of me. And then they were like, all right, Kaylee, you're a great girl. Blah, blah, blah. She was not a great girl, but that's what we played it off as. And it worked. So, yeah. It worked out. First time blacking out.
That sounds like a good time, bro.
Yeah. And a real quick, fuck it. One time. For the one time.
Okay. For one time. Fuck Kaylee. All right.
Yeah.
For the one time, bro.
Yeah, that's my first blacking out story. So, yeah. That's that.
Yeah, bro. That's fun. That's fun, bro. Yeah.
It'd be like that. That's a good problem. Yeah. It's a good problem.
Yeah, I got prom tomorrow, bro, and I got all my shit today. All everything, bro. Your bro is prepared, bro. I got myself a little Kurt. I got myself a little 12-pack of Bud Light, and I got myself 8 motherfucking 4 Locos. Plus, Spencer's bringing a handle of Captain.
Oh, shit. Yes.
And guess what? Taylor Seringo bringing 2 liters of motherfucking Coke.
Oh,
so your boy's gonna be drinking,
bro. I need so much, bro. Dylan, bro. I need snaps.
Bud Light and Captain and Coke.
I need snaps on snaps, bro.
Jesus, no, it's gonna be snaps on snaps, bro.
I need a FaceTime, bro. I need a FaceTime.
I'll give you like a mid for the beer pong,
bro. Yeah,
beer pong mid for a loco pong. FaceTime, bro.
I'll give you
one of those, bro.
Let's get it, boys.
Literally, just FaceTime me, bro. I will answer.
Bad. Nigga, like, bad.
FaceTime me, I will answer.
Bad.
If you don't FaceTime me, I'm going to be very pissed off. Like, tomorrow, bro, is fucking like 12, and I'm like, Nate hasn't fucking FaceTime me yet. I'm going to FaceTime
you. Oh, no, nigga. I'll be watching basketball, bro. I might forget.
At 12, bro, no, I'll be sending you snaps, though. I'll be like, yo, snap.
If you send me a snap, I'll FaceTime you.
Alright, bet, nigga, bet.
Oh, bet.
That's happening, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, I'm going to have everything, and I'm going to get so fucked.
Yeah. I'm happy for you, bro.
It's like, I'm just thinking of everything. Just everything, bro. Just everything. Just the people and the drinks. It's gonna be a lot. Like, I'm gonna end up being like, Spencer, let me sleep with the fucking captain. Let me sleep with it. Give me the handle, bro. I wanna sleep with it. Like, I wanna fuck that bottle. And be like, Taylor, give me the fucking other bottle of Coke. And then just boom, Captain Coke, bro. One on each side, just fucking pass out.
Damn, son.
I'm gonna get fucked up, man. But speaking of Four Locos, you know a story we have not told.
Yeah, not on the podcast. Not on the podcast.
We're telling the Four Loco story today.
Yeah.
We're telling this bitch today.
Oh, so, for sure, bro.
So, we're over at my house. We're chilling. It's a gated community. I just want to add, this is a gated community. I live in a gated community.
Mm-hmm.
We're chilling. We're drinking at Four Locos.
Hold on. First of all, bro. We have, like, we've gotten faded in this community. Like I just moved to college this fall. So, like, the 3 years before that, we've gotten faded. We've gotten high, just like we've walked done around
so much,
like
shit.
Like walked around this community at like 3 a.m, bro. Like no problems, just like the, we basically like own the community, bro. Like
basically they couldn't tell us shit, bro.
Like, we've been there for like 10 years, bro. Like they can't tell us shit.
Nope.
Like we pretty much own that fucking community, bro. Like
pretty
we,
much,
we,
like
that. Yeah. Like we walked around like we own that bitch, bro. And then this happened, so don't continue, bro. Go ahead, bro.
All right, so yeah, we've been fucked up many times. We've had walks many times. Like, what do you say, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning?
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm like, yo, Nate, let's take a walk. We've been playing like COD and freestyle and shit like that. We're just doing random shit. And he's like, you know what? Fuck yeah, it's time for a walk. It was a nice night out, bro. I'm walking. I have my Four Loco in hand. He's walking. He's just chilling. And we're getting to a normal. We're like a quarter of the way there, a third of the way.
And we're a third of the way. We're pretty faded. Like
we were faded. Yeah. And we were like a third of the way done with the walk because I'm pretty sure we're just gonna go around that.
Yeah, like we were like fresh off of beer pong. We were off like 2 Four Locos at beer pong. Like we were fucking feeling it, bro. Like,
and I had my Four Loco in hand.
Yeah, in hand, bro.
For the first time, I saw headlights. I was like, okay, that might just be like a random nigga. That might be Austin because he had work and maybe gets home early. Maybe, who knows? See a little closer. I'm like, oh wait, that's a cop car. That's 12. So immediately. My Four Loko is in my left hand. I put it behind my left leg. Like, I'm holding it behind my left leg, and Nate is on my left. And the guy rolls down the window, and he's like, hey, what you guys doing? And he's like, oh, we're just taking a walk. He said, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, yeah. It's just like, do you guys live in this community? I'm like, yes, sir. Where do you guys live? And then we told him where we lived. And he's like, oh, well, is it okay if I, you know, take down the information? To say that I talked to you and everything. It's like, oh yeah, cool. So now he's getting out of the car. I still have my Four Loko in hand. And I realize, fuck, what am I gonna do with this?
Hold on. And if like I'm sure everybody will like listening to this knows what a Four Loko can is. But this shit's like pretty fucking tall. Like
and pretty just, bright. It was bright green
apple. Like it's green that apple. Like camo green, like bright as fuck. And like probably like a foot tall, It was like maybe like 6 inches tall. This bitch is tall. It's like you can't just like hide this shit.
Yeah, bro. I don't know how we pulled this off. Yeah, but okay. So we're there's a brief point between where the police officer gets out of the car where he doesn't see us. He's blind. He's turned around. He's getting out.
Yeah, so the cop lights are like bright as fuck. Yeah. Like you can't see anything that close.
Yeah. So as he's getting out, I put the Four Loko can on the floor to like near Nate, but not behind him yet. And all of a sudden, at that same time, Nate steps in front of it to block the view. And with his view completely blocked, we went straight to the police officer. We walked straight to him. So he still could not see the Four Loko. And we did that not. We didn't know what the fuck. We just did it.
It was impromptu. Just like if you've ever been in like a situation like that, bro. Like you have to clutch up.
Like yeah, and I put that sucker down. Like, I put that sucker down. I'm like, it was Nate, an do impromptu, something. Nate, bro.
I was like, gang, gang. Right foot in front of the Four Loko can, and then we step forward. He ain't seeing shit. Not a butt yet. So we're sitting pretty, right? We're sitting right in front of the lights. He's in front of the lights. We're in front of the lights. Like we can't see anything.
And we are fading. We're writing down. We're giving him our information perfectly. I don't know how we did that.
Yeah, we were dumb faded, like peripherals on the left side, like just the cop lights like flashing in our fucking face. Yeah. We're just giving our information. Like I told him my shit. He didn't really care. He was just mainly focused on Dylan because he was 17 at the time.
Yeah.
And he's still 17, but like anyway.
Can't so, like, be 18
like,
soon.
Yeah, like I was 18. He didn't care about me because like I'm technically an adult. So like he didn't really care about me. I can do whatever the fuck I want. But, like, he was like, you'll call your parents. Like, he called his parents. Like, they didn't pick up, whatever. And, like,
yeah, I just called my dad. Yeah. This is what I said. Hold on, this is what I said. So, I called my dad. I'm like, he's not going to answer. In the voicemail, I said, hey, we were walking Bella, and the cops stopped us just to see what we were up to and had to take down information because it was under 17. So, yeah, that's literally all I said. Perfect. Just like, come on, the dog was just bothering us. So, yeah, that's how I covered that up. So, I was smart as fuck.
Yeah, that was easy as fuck, bro. Like, that was a quickie cover-up. And then, so, he's like, and shit up. And then out of fucking nowhere.
Oh, my God.
Out of this cul-de-sac that no cop has ever been. Like, keep in mind, we've lived in this community for 10 plus years. And, like, we have never seen anything like this. A cop just pulls out of the cul-de-sac at 2 in the morning out of nowhere.
And here's just, the thing. We walked across that street. He could have just stopped us right then and
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Like, we already passed just that street. Us. And he was just like, I guess he was just fucking chilling there. Like, I have no idea where this guy came from. Like, we were talking to the cop, and then he was like, all right, whatever. Like, about to let us go. And then this other cop car pulls from this random cul-de-sac that he had no business being in. Like, there's never been a cop there.
And amount of confusion, like, I looked over, I was like, what?
Dude, I was like,
how?
Like,
how were you there?
I went from,
that doesn't add up. I was like, that doesn't add up, bro.
Like, so happy to, like, shitting bricks.
Yeah,
I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
He's from the side. Okay, keep in mind, he's from our right side. Mm-hmm. So he can see a green thing on the ground on the sidewalk. He
should definitely see it. For some reason.
I was like, oh my god, we're fucked.
Yeah, so the first cop pulled up on the right side of the road, close to us, and then he came out of the cul-de-sac, which we just passed when we got pulled over by the first guy. He just pulled out of that cul-de-sac out of fucking nowhere, and then was on the left side of the street, and then, like, got out of his car and was just, like, looking at what's happening. And
Other way around. Fucking other guy was on the left side of the street. It was switched, bro. Because we're facing the they were both right, like, on the right side of the street.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, the left side of the street. Like, if you're looking at the street, he was on the left side. And the cop that pulled us over was on the right side of the street, like the right hand side. And the other guy was, like, driving the other way on the left side, like, looking at the street point of view.
Yeah, that's
what I'm talking about. So, like, he was on the other side that the cop was confronting us on the right side. So he pulls up, and then he's just this gigantic black guy, bro.
I was shitting myself. I'm like, bro, I can't run from that dude.
This guy was ginormous.
Like, I could run from this, like, just white guy, but that black guy, I can't do that.
And, like, keep in mind, like, we played this first guy. Like, we, like, perfectly, he put down the Four Loko can. I stepped in front of it. We hid it from him.
I'm still shitting myself, by the way.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, like, we perfectly hid it from this white guy cop that, like, thought he was hot shit or something. Like,
he did. He sounded a little cocky.
Yeah, he's like, oh, we're looking for car thefts. Like, shut up. No, you're dumbass. Like,
yeah, I was like, we're looking for car thefts.
He's just fucking retarded. Like, just trying to get some, like, dumbass drunk teens.
Yeah.
And then this fucking big-ass black dude pulls up. And he's just, like, in the middle of the street looking. And, like, he's nowhere near the first guy. He's offset a little bit to the right. He should see this Four Loko can bright as fucking day. Like, it's right there in the middle of the sidewalk.
I don't know how he did it. We hit it from the first guy.
The second guy just comes out of nowhere.
I remember after all this happened, we were thinking, like, maybe you thought it was a Mountain Dew. Like, I was so confused.
There's no way, bro. Like, he had to have seen it, bro. Like, there's, like, he comes from a different angle. He, like, it was in plain view. This tall-ass, 6-inch, 4 Loko can. Middle of the sidewalk. And he just stands there looking over. White guy cop, first guy that came up, just keeps talking, and then he's like, all right, well, I mean, like, you guys live here, I guess you're fine. So we start walking, we just walk past the first cul-de-sac where the first cop came from, we just keep walking, we're talking to each other, we're like, holy fuck, oh
yeah,
my
bro,
God,
I was like,
what the
I
fuck?
Was like, do not turn around, just
yeah,
keep walking.
Absolutely, yeah,
just
we're
keep
like, just
walking.
Don't look back, just keep walking, keep
and
walking.
And then all of a sudden,
walking.
You're like, you say, you're just like, you think we're good now? I'm like, you want to take a peek? You take a peek and like, all right, next cul-de-sac, we're dipping. Once we hit that cul-de-sac, bro, once my foot touched that sweet granite,
bro,
I took off.
Gone, bro.
Took off straight to the main road, straight to the house, ran in there, bro. And I was like, what the hell? I'm like, bro, they're going to come over here. They're going to be like, okay, we got their asses. But
But yeah, no, I'm going to tell this motherfucker part. That was still my Four Loko. Mm-hmm. I still did not finish it.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to try something a little stupid. My brother gets home at like 3 in the morning because he works. It's like a Friday or Saturday night, and he works at a bar back. So they close at 2. So he gets home at like 3, and we're like, okay, if it's still there, we're gonna snag it. So it's not there in the morning.
Yeah.
So we meet Austin outside. We tell him to just, we're like, bro, just go this way. He's like, why? And just go this way. And all of a sudden, we see a glorious green bottle sitting there, just out of nowhere, just chilling. It's just chilling. It hasn't moved, hasn't been touched. It's like, it had a little water on it because it rained on a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, what the hell? I'm like, Austin, stop the car. He stops it. I open the door. I sprint out there. I get in the car, bro. I wiped off some of the water. And Austin's like, what the fuck is that? You know, it's been rained on. Like, the Four Loko, and I'm going to finish it. And I just started drinking. I was like, I'm drinking the rest of this shit.
All right, but, like, I don't care how stupid that was, how gross
if
that
we
was.
If they were... I was thinking maybe they would set us up.
Dude, no way, bro. Like, it was too obvious, bro. No way. I don't care, bro. Like,
I'm just saying they could have gatted us, but they didn't.
They're not that smart, bro. Like, we dicked them with a Four Loko can in the middle of the fucking sidewalk. But, like, I don't care how stupid that was, how gross that was. Just the feeling of it being 3 in the morning after dodging the cops with a Four Loko can in plain fucking view against two cops, faded as fuck, seeing that Four Loko can at 3 in the morning, still there,
was a after blessing.
The two cops were there, bro, that's the greatest, like, most euphoric feeling I've ever felt in my life, bro.
I saw that, and I was like, fucking God. We grabbed it, and they were like, Austin, let me tell you why this was important, all right? Let me just tell you why. He told them, he was like, what the fuck? He was like,
that's definitely the best fucking story ever, bro, like.
And from now on, I will never walk around these motherfucking streets with a bottle on me.
Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, not. I'm not doing that shit ever again.
No. Yeah. That definitely taught us a lesson.
Yeah, bro. It was so much fun, though. Just walking with a beer in hand.
That was great times.
I'm doing that shit tomorrow, though. I'm going to be like, yo, Brandon, we're going. We're going for a walk in the little Vero, bro.
No, let me tell you, like, when I got home for spring break, like middle of March, bro, I had Brent Tyson over, mm-hmm. and we was getting like dumb faded, bro. And then like they wanted to like go for a walk, and Tyson wanted to take his drink, bro. I was like, I'm so sorry, bro. Like, I'm sorry, we can't do that no more. He was like, bro, why? What the fuck? And I was like, I told him the story, bro. I was like, we can't do that, bro. Like, we'll finish in here and then we'll go for a walk. And he's like, all right, whatever.
I'm like, bro, I'm like, unless you want to be caught for underage, go ahead.
That ain't me, bro.
Go ahead.
I'm hitting the fucking race, bro. Fuck you, me.
Jesus Christ,
bro. Like we played fucking hide and seek. Goose hunt in this community so much, bro. Like
turkey, cops, yeah, it was turkey hunt,
yeah,
bro.
Turkey, bro. The we cops would get gatted know, if they
we know
to pull
every
up on us, bro.
Single nook
Those,
and cranny.
Yeah,
this
bro.
Entire
them
place.
Cops would get fucking gatted if they wanted to pull up on us, bro. Like
we
hit the race so quick, bro. They have no idea, clue,
sorry,
bro. Like,
sorry, guy. It was like, It was fun, bro, man. Yeah. We had some good motherfucking days, bro.
Yeah,
when did we real. When did we start like drinking together? When did we start drinking together? It was like maybe like my sophomore year.
Yeah, probably. It's probably around when we started dipping.
My sophomore year.
Yeah. Because
Austin
hit that
was
dip
still in
spot.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that shit. Yeah, sophomore year. Bro, we've had some good motherfucking times, bro. And some bad motherfucking times.
Bro, like
do you remember Austin's graduation, bro? You know, your graduation. Oh. Motherfucker.
No,
my styrofoam cup, bro. My styrofoam cup.
Oh, my God, bro.
All right, I'm telling some stories, bro. All right, so first of all, this was like a year ago. Like it was a year ago. Great time, bro. And I came from JoJo's. Like, I worked out or some shit like that. So I'm not in, like, the attire to get women. So I get from JoJo's. I have a cup in my hand filled with, like, Fanta or some shit. Little styrofoam cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in. It's me, Austin, Harrison, and Garrett. Harrison is Garrett's brother. And you know who Austin is, I'm pretty sure. And we're all sober. So we're, like, chilling, like, oh my God, my trap just hit a fucking nuke.
Dude, of course, bro.
An absolute nuke.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry, bro. Baseball's the greatest sport of life. You don't agree. Oh my suck God, my dick.
He fucking destroyed that ball, bro. Like, he's off the bat. His swing's so nice.
God damn it. Why can't I fucking watch
Lance
this
Lynn,
shit?
Bro. You suck. You suck.
Lance Lynn trash.
He's got smacked.
Lance Lynn.
It was Oppo too.
Okay, oh my God, bro.
It was such a fun, like, that makes it so much better. He was Oppo Taco Power, motherfucker. All right, so back to the story. Nate's already faded.
Oh, that was fucking done by the time, like, anybody pulled up, bro. Like,
Nate is so faded. I was down. Kaylee and fuck and that night. And Kaylee and Bree aren't there yet.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, yeah.
I think, like, I'm sitting there. I'm pretty sober right now. I'm pretty sober. I just hit my jewel or some shit like that. Like, that's it. And then all of a sudden, I think I went out there and your mom told me to grab beer. I was like, okay.
Yeah, my mom was cool as fuck then, right?
So, yeah, you could grab a beer. I was like, okay, I'll grab a beer. No, fuck that. I poured it in my styrofoam cup, bro. And I just sipped. And I had that styrofoam cup in my left hand for the entire night. With alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do the... So now I'm drunk as fuck, too. We do the cornhole tournament. Where you fucking take some cheeks and then lose. And then Kaylee and Bree get there. This is when shit starts going down. So first we beat them in some beer pong. Mm-hmm. Beat them real quick, bro. We were fucking on that.
Dude, we were talking day, bro. We were so on. Much shit, bro.
So yeah, I was flirting shit. Like a motherfucker to Bree, yeah, like, she got them thick thighs.
Yeah.
Some tiggle bitties. Okay. Now she hates me, but whatever.
Yo, I'm just to be petty, I'm so tempted to, like, comment on Bree's story and just be like, oh, like, I'm trying to smash or some shit. Like, just to say, like, fuck you, Kaylee.
And be like,
I'm so tempted.
And be like, hey, Bree. Do you still hate Dylan for writing a diss track you told him to write on yourself?
What?
I'm about to be like, you want to hear my diss track, bitch ass? Like,
I'm about to say, like, what?
About to flame your ass, man.
Okay, back to the story, goddammit. Like, I have to make sure everything's chronological order. Be like, so, okay, we're really hammered. We're all really fucking hammered. And that's basically what it is. We go up to Nate's room, and it's like middle of the party, bro. People are starting to leave. And, you know, we're just talking. We're just talking what the fuck we want to do, bro. We're just chilling, drinking, jeweling. I had my motherfucking badge at the time. I had the OG fucking rainbow badge.
Badge was the move.
The rainbow badge, bro.
I miss that shit. Yeah,
I miss it. So bad. Okay, when you're down, bro.
Blue one, bro? I forget.
They didn't sell the pods anymore, bro.
What the fuck?
The pods. I need to find somewhere that sells the pods.
So don't sell fucking badge pods anymore?
They don't, bro. So I have to find it. When you come down, bro, we're going to find a spot. Oh, we're going to go out one day for sure. And we're find a spot.
For
bro.
Fucking sure.
Because that needs to happen.
Yeah. All right. Keep going anyway.
Yeah. So we're just talking. We're just like, yo, do you want to, like, go outside and do some shit? And it's like, oh, do you want to take a walk? So here we are, walking again, motherfuckers. We're walking again. And then we get around my house.
which is just four houses down to the right. And he's just like, yeah. And then all of a sudden, there's like, yo, who wants a race? So I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll race some people. And of course, like, I smoke them and all that shit. And then Nate's like, I'll race. This motherfucker is racing and just starts leaning forward, leaning forward, leaning forward. Boom, eat shit. Absolutely no, eats it on the floor.
No, I'm okay, like, okay,
bro.
Okay, okay. No, no, no. All right, here's,
explain yourself.
Okay, I will. I will. All right. Here's what happened. All right. So I'm like 12 beers deep, bro. Like, I'm fucking.
You were 12, insane. And I think I was like fucking 7. Like, I was. Like,
I was faded, bro. So this was my mindset. I'll walk you through it, so maybe you can see where I'm getting at. All right. So I don't even remember that much, but like. We were racing or whatever. So then I was like, all right, bet me, Bree, and like Kaylee or some shit. I was like, all right, let's race. So like Dylan says go or whatever.
I did say
like,
go.
Yeah, like set up like a couple like yards away. And then Dylan says go. So this is my head right now. I'll give you a play by play, all right?
God damn it. This bitch is gonna be over in an hour, bro. It's gonna cut off at the hour mark.
Yeah, maybe. If it does, then we'll come back on an awkward ass intro and keep going, right?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. So if it cuts off, then we'll just keep going because, like, Anchor fuck be it. On that bullshit anyway.
Yeah. So, honestly. Love you, Anchor, though. Love you.
So my mindset, all right. So, obviously, I'm racing women right now. So, like, as a guy, I'm a nice dude. I'm a gentleman. I don't want to, like, destroy them, like, off the gate, bro.
Nah, bro. I
don't want to just like I dick him real quick, bro.
Okay, now you're making me like sound like a dick. No, I didn't like fucking smoke him. Like I ran like with them halfway, and then I just said bye, and I just kind of smoked him there.
Like, yeah, no, but like I was like, all right, I don't want to be a dick, bro. Like we'll let them get like a comfortable lead, and then I'm gonna fucking take off, bro. This is in my head, right? And I'm fucking faded, bro. This plan did not work at all, bro. At all. So I start like Dylan says go. I start like jogging a little bit. Bree and Kaylee get a good lead, and I'm like betting I'm about to take off, son. So then I just start fucking putting on the jets, bro. First fucking step.
Just
first step. My foot says, yeet, nigga. Eat shit. And then I'm fucking on the floor, fucking blood running on my fucking elbows. And I'm like, God fucking damn it. I'm a retard.
Hilarious.
Bro, like, literally, I was jogging. I'm like, bet I'm about to take this dub real quick, bro. First step, bro. Slip. Fucking clapped. Like, oh my God, bro. That was rough. But I mean, I was drunk, so I didn't even feel it, bro. Like,
where? Hold up. Question: where was Garrett this entire time?
Oh, throwing up in the bathroom.
He was still throwing up in the bathroom.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he started yakking like way early.
Yeah.
Because of the fucking JoJo's he ate.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even eat, bro. I ate like fries. I was like, that's it. I'm like, he's got two croissants, bro.
Like.
No, bro, that's why we ended up doing what we did at the end of the night, bro. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. All right. Well, okay. So I'm going to be honest and honestly, like, I'm trying to remember everything, bro. It's hard.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember?
So after you ate shit, we went all the way back to the house, fucking got you all padded up. We're all laughing about everything. You know, I'm still flirting like a motherfucker, no cap.
Yeah, Garrett was still yakking.
You and Kaylee went and did something, and me and Bree sat in there with Garrett fucking. I'm flirting like a motherfucker, and it's going well.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember we left you with her on purpose. I was like, Kaylee, let's go downstairs. And then,
it was going well, bro.
I left y'all in my room with Garrett.
It was going well, man. We're just sitting there fucking listening to Kodak.
Yeah.
Like, it was like perfect, bro. I'm sitting there listening to Kodak, bro. A bitch, bro, and helping out the nigga. Like, yeah, that's what I'm doing. Helping out a homie. And so after that, I think we were there for a while, and then we ended up at my house somehow.
don't know when we ended up at my house.
No, I remember. So what happened was,
oh, some shit happened. They left or something like that.
No. So like the party ended. I'm in bed. You're at your house, and then I'm like, fuck that. Like, I'm not even that drunk anymore. Like, let's get fucked. So I tell Kaylee and Bree to come back over. They come back over. We pull up to your house.
Yeah.
And then we're like, yo, what's the move? They're like, let's
cop. I remember everything now.
Yeah, go ahead.
So first things first, we're still, like, kind of drunk, and we still kept on drinking. Like, I'm pretty sure you had leftover beers, and we kept on drinking.
Yeah,
I know we were drinking some. I know for a fact. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, what's the move now? I'm like, I was like, maybe we can smoke a little bit. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, if y'all throw in, I throw in. Like, if we all throw in, we're straight. Bree, bro, see, I wish things worked out because she was the first one that just fucking pitched in. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, she knew what she was doing. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So I grabbed the shit, and then I contacted my boy Benji. I'm like, hey, Benji, I'll let you into the community through your phone. And we're like, all right, we'll meet at the front gate and all that shit. So we went. We met him at the front, and we just sat outside, and we started smoking blunts. So Garrett, we're in a circle on this little pavilion. It's me, Garrett, Nate, Kaylee, Bree, Benji. We're sitting down in a little pavilion fucking smoking. Garrett, first one to go. Takes a couple hits of the motherfucker. Saves the blunt behind him and yaks. But saves the blunt. It was one of the most classy moves I've ever seen, not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. And passes it to me while he's it's chunked.
Hold on. Don't skip on the details, alright? This, like, he yaks in a trash can, alright? But this ain't no fucking normal, like, top trash. This is a fucking, like, slit on the side trash can.
Yeah.
So, like, this nigga, like, missed it completely, yacked all over the floor, all over the side of the trash can, bro. It was just horrible.
It was really bad. But, yeah, it happened. And that's okay. So he's yakking. And we're like, okay, we finished the first one. I am fucked up.
Yeah, well.
Nate is fucked up.
We're all fucked.
Kaylee and Bree were not that drunk, bro.
No, they weren't drunk at all.
They weren't drunk at all.
No, they weren't drunk at all. They were
like, we were fucked
up. Smoking and shit, yeah. Like, they were just that was their first blunt. Like, that was their first blunt. Like, nothing else, bro. Like, that was it. Like, keep in mind, like, this, like, from the party to when this happened, it was like, at least, like, 2 hours. Like, they were, like, whatever buzz maybe they had, like, it was over.
Yeah, and they were still fucked. Like, yeah, we were fucked.
Me, Dylan, and Garrett were still, like, fucked. Like,
yeah, because we were drinking, bro. We ain't driving nowhere. We just drank, bro. Our parents knew, like, yeah, we're fucked up.
Like, yeah, we were fucked, bro. Like, I told my parents, I was like, deal with it, bro. I'm getting fucked, and like, nothing you can do about it. Deal with it.
The parents saw me fucking grab one. I was like, yeah. They told me I could. They're like, okay, you're not doing anywhere. So yeah, done.
It'd be like that.
And then they asked, like, yeah, let's do a second one. I was like, bet. Like, I ain't no bitch. I smoke like this all the time. Like, but I don't smoke like this when I'm just have a bunch of beers in me. I've never smoked like that. So I think after like the first two hits, you go. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
You're out. You tapped. And you started yakking.
Yeah.
Let's just get it straight. All right. I am a drinker. I'm a hardcore liquor. I'm a beer. I'm a chugger. But weed is just not my thing.
Yeah.
That's just not what I choose. As I grab a Bud Light, don't mind me. I'm just
Oh, yeah. And me, like, I am pretty much like a smoker. Like, I'll drink, but not hardcore drink. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty much a smoker as I go to rip the pen that I just bought.
But, yeah, like, I'm a drinker, and this was around the time where I was still experimenting with weed, like, seeing if I like it and stuff. So, like, first blunt, I was good. Garrett yacked everywhere. And then we started with the second blunt, and then first hit. And then, it was the first hit, and then the first blunt started hitting me, and then Garrett's throw-up started hitting me,
Bro, and yeah.
It just all hit me at once, bro, and I just fucking, yeah.
Garrett, you know what? Garrett's throw-up is what
yeah,
fucked
Yeah, Garrett
us.
Fucked,
I'm trying
Garrett
to think,
fucked
like,
all
I'm
of us up, bro. Garrett
all right, continue
fucked
with your
all
shit.
Of us up, bro.
Yeah, you kind of, you got fucked.
Yeah, so, like, it was like, I was in the pavilion, too. It was raining, by the way, and the pavilion is the only place that had shutters, so, like, I was sitting under that. Garrett's throw-up was under the pavilion, the only fucking cover
just
around.
Smell, bro.
Yeah, that smell, and then, like, the second blunt, like, I've only ever, like, taken one blunt to the face. Like I said, weed's not my thing. So, like, I've only ever taken, like, one blunt to the face, and, like, that blunt, and then plus the first hit of another one in the pavilion while it's raining with Garrett's throw-up, it just, like, all hit me at once, bro, and I just fucking, yeah. And then after that, I was pretty much fucking, like, OD'd, bro. Like, I was crossfaded as fuck. Like, I couldn't move. I was so gone. And then, basically, like, Kaylee drove me home. And what I remember is I was on neighbor's lawn, just laying, looking at the sky, and could not move at all. Just, like, could not move. And Kaylee was like, please, Nate, like, please get the fuck up, bro. Like, but I was just, like, sitting there. I was just chilling. I was looking at the stars, bro. Like, it was, like, 5 minutes. And then she was like, bro, Nate, please, bro. Like, come on, son. And I was like, all right. And so I got up. And, like, I wasn't, like, blacked out or anything. I was just fucking, like, dead. I was dead. So, I ended up getting up, made it to my room somehow. I don't fucking know. But I made it to my room. And then Kaylee went back to smoke with Dylan, Garrett, Benji, Bree, and all them. And then Dylan can finish the story from his point of view. Go ahead. All
right, so he's home, bro. He's passed fuck out. And I am chilling with Benji, and we're like, okay, let's get the fuck away from this pavilion. So we go a little deeper into the fucking where we are. There's a bunch of, by a bunch of tennis courts. We're just sitting there. We're smoking. We're just smoking. Garrett ain't smoking. Garrett's just chilling right now because he's tapped out. Me, Bree, and Benji are facing this blunt. Like, I'm taking the shit like a champ. And then I'm like, fuck, I need some water. Like, I really need the water. Like, that's if I had water, I don't yak. So I get my water. Oh, my God. The fucking Angels about to give the Shields a infield triple.
You know, fuck.
Wow. Wow. Infield triple. That was awful. Okay, sorry. And then, I hit the blunt again and again, and I have cotton mouth like a motherfucker. So I'm like, hey guys, I'm gonna go and get my fucking, get some water. And I am like hardly walking. I am so fucked up right now. I could not like function. I just was dehydrated as fuck. It was horrible. Ew. And then, guess where the motherfucking. God damn water fountain was. It was where Garrett threw up. So I got there, and then when I realized it was too late, I smelt it, and I turned to those bushes, and I let it fucking fly. I was sitting there for a while, just yakking, 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 and yakking. Just yakking.
Damn.
It was awful. He yacked so much.
Yikes.
I was like, yo, I gotta go the fuck home. And then, so we finished the blunt. I took two more rips of that motherfucking blunt after that. Like, I yacked, wiped it all off of my face, was sitting there fucking like a vegetable. And I went over there, like, you good? I'm like, uh-huh. Just like, yeah, uh-huh. And Benji goes like, this was it goes with the blunt, bro. He's like, you want it? And I'm like, sure. And I hit it twice, passed it back, dry heaved, and then was straight for the rest of the night, bro. Until, and then I got into the car. They're driving me home. I tell Kaylee to stop once, open the door, yak, shut the door. And I'm like, okay, continue. I'm like, continue with the voyage. I said some smart shit, bro. I said something smart, bro. We get to my house. I get out. Me and Garrett get out. And I'm like, all right, bro, see ya. And Bree's like, hey, can you get my purse? I'm like, you're going to really give me a task right now. Like, I can't. I'm like, okay.
I go in and I get what I thought was a purse. I come out and it was a pillow. I come out with a fucking pillow. And she's like, why did you come out here? What? She's like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, and I look at him like, oh shit, it's a pillow. I go back, put the pillow back, grab her purse, which was right next to the pillow. I like dead ass thought I grabbed her purse. I grabbed the purse, gave it to her, said, see ya. I got her number and all of Snapchat and shit like that. Cause your boy kind of worked in there with that little alone time that y'all gave me, no cap. And then, yeah, I just fucking passed out when I got home. I was dead. Yeah. And the next morning, we were actually, I was not hungover.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. That was,
yeah. That was the grad party. That was a fantastic night.
That was crazy. And do you remember the fucking Austin's grad party?
Yeah, of course, bro.
Austin, that was more like not that high scale, like that, motherfucking that. Yeah, but it was just, that night was just fun, bro. I remember we just sat there doing push-ups for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we fucking started playing, we were playing COD, bro.
Yeah.
And we were so fucked.
That's when I shotgunned my first beer, bro.
Yeah, bro. Oh, my God.
On my balcony, bro.
Oh, my God. That was that night. Oh, my God. I just, like, unlocked the flurry of stories.
Yeah, we pulled up, shotgunned a beer on my balcony. And, like, the fucking retard, like, 17-year-old that I was, I just, like, chucked it off my balcony. And the next morning, my parents were like, why the fuck is there a shotgun beer on our fucking porch? And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm a retard. God damn it.
Yeah, that was fun. There was a knife out there and shit.
And they caught our ass real quick. But I don't even care, bro. Like, I was like, I won, though. It'd be like that.
I won, though. Like, you won, bro. You could shotgun that bitch fast.
My parents literally didn't care just because I said I won, bro. I won, though. It's fine. My dad was like, good shit, nigga. My mom was like, no, we can't have that in this household. My dad was like, good shit, nigga. Let's go, baby. My dad was like, that's a McHenry, baby.
She's like, who you beat? Dylan? Fuck that nigga. Yes, finally, someone beat that ass.
My dad was hyping me up real quick, bro. My mom was like, no, we can't do that in this Christian household. My dad was like, attaboy.
I looked at her and be like, suck my boy. Bro, like, I remember we smoked blunt. We smoked a blunt on that porch. We smoked fucking swishers on that porch, bro.
Yeah.
We smoked cigs on that porch. We smoked jewels, multiple nicotine devices on that porch, drank multiple beers on that porch, did a couple of drinking games. I yacked off that porch.
Yeah, me too.
Because that's, remember when, that was when I was sick and I still drank and I like coughed and I got a fucking throat full of mucus with alcohol and I just fucking said, nope, yacked straight over the balcony, just straight mucus.
I yacked on your backyard too.
Yeah, I remember.
On that Bacardi, bro. God, fuck that Bacardi, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Never. I am never drinking dark Bacardi ever again, bro.
It was motherfucking. That wasn't the Puerto Rican rum, bro. The Puerto Rican rum, we were fine.
Yeah, I was fucking. The Kraken was fucking fine, bro.
The Kraken was gorgeous.
That fucking brown Bacardi Gold, torn. Oh. It goes down smooth, but it tastes fucking horrible.
Yeah, it does, bro.
The worst tasting thing I've ever had in my life, bro. Never again.
Do you remember when it was, I think it was the fucking grad night. I don't know, one night, bro, we were drinking that coconut rum. That coconut rum, Malibu. Mm-hmm. Bro, that's dangerous, bro. We almost took out a handle.
That's as good as fuck, though.
We just kept on drinking, bro. Kept on just a handle, bro. Almost fucking.
I'm always down to fucking Malibu, nigga. Malibu's heat.
I asked fucking From, this kid From, to fucking bring some Malibu. I just said, bro, bring Malibu. I'll do shots of Malibu. That shit goes down so smooth, like a shot ain't shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
You know what else goes down smooth?
But
Fireball.
Yeah, fire. You're a sucker for Fireball, bro.
I fucking love Fireball.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
what you ask, dude?
Let me get into today.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
I forgot we even talked about that. Bro, I gotta piss. God damn it! I don't want to do it, bro.
God damn it, bro!
I'm not going to with respect to the podcast.
Okay.
Even though I kind of disrespected yours.
Yeah, fuck you, nigga.
That's just fine. You know, I might piss on this one just to, like, disrespect it a little bit.
Nobody's listening to this 75 minutes, bro. Don't worry about it.
Oh, shit. You right. We just kind of talking.
I'm going to take a piss too, nigga. Bro. Like, fuck it.
Yo, bring me wit. You got to bring the whole squad with. I'm bringing you wit.
All right, bet. I'm coming, nigga. I'm
just saying, like, I brought you wit, me. Goddamn.
Gang, squad piss. All right, let's get it.
All right. At least use a silencer, bro.
Yeah,
we're really doing a podcast about pissing. We're really okay, never mind. I thought you fucking just tweaked out. Nate, come on, bro, use the silencer,
bro. My fucking dick ass apartment toilet has like no fucking rim to it, bro. Like, if I try to silence you know it, I would hit the you know toilet what these, seat.
You know what these motherfucking toilets are like, bro. They got a fat.
Yeah, your shit big as fuck, bro. Like,
you got a fat silencer.
This is hard, bro. I'll show you on FaceTime, bro. Like, this shit hard as fuck.
that shit has the biggest of silencers, bro.
That shit's so hard, bro. Like, that shit lifts in, bro. Like, I just peed all in the toilet.
You say
seat,
it
bro.
Lips in? Wait,
it,
what?
It lips in.
I'm about to, oh.
Like, I just peed all over the toilet seat, bro. Don't worry about it.
No. Bro, I hate when those people in, like, fucking school.
Oh, bro. You know,
they piss all over.
That ain't
like,
me, bro.
I'm like, dude.
Fuck
I'm like, dude.
Niggas,
it's not
bro.
That hard to either
that
pick that
stupid,
shit up,
bro.
Either pick that shit
retarded,
up or
bro.
Just fucking hit your fucking mark.
Yeah, bro. Them niggas, wow.
Then it gets pissed everywhere. They piss on the floor and shit, and you're like, what the fuck? You go in there, take a shit, and you almost slip. You go, what the fuck?
Yeah, for sure, bro. That nigga's stupid.
For sure. Just fucking AIDS. It's the fucking freshman, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I called this one kid out on it, like, a week ago.
Really?
I called him out, bro, because, like, one of my boys came out of the stall, all right?
Yeah.
And then this kid, like, before I could go in there, rushed in the stall to take a piss. I'm like, okay. Like, okay. First of all, I know it was clean before he took a piss because one of my boys just came out of shit. So, you know, it's clean.
Yeah.
So, it's not no shit on it. Then this nigga pisses, and I hear the splashes, bro. I'm like, this kid is fucking hitting everything. You just hear it hitting the rim and the toilet seat. You hear, like, sprinkle on the ground. I'm like, motherfucker. He walks out, and I walk in. I see everything, and I just pop out. I'm like, yo. It was a freshman, so I kind of scared the fuck out of him. I'm like, yo, fresh, you come the fuck over here, please. He's like, what? I'm like, come here, bro. I'm like, dude. I'm like, dude, what is this? I just looked at him like, what is this? You do this shit again, bro. That's like, this is fucked up, bro. Like, do you want to sit on that? I'm like, do you want to sit on that? He's like, no. I'm like, all right, then just fucking hit the goddamn water next time, bro. You can't fucking shoot straight. Don't shoot at all, goddammit.
No, big facts.
Like, fuck. It's awful. And then this kid fucking, he cleaned it up. I was like, all right. I was like, get the fuck out of here, bro. Come on. And then I look over and there was like, I look over and it was like fucking, OB was like, why? I was like, because fuck that guy. He's like, he said, fucking why? But yeah, actually, I kind of stand that, man.
All right, but.
And that's a bar.
Yeah. Facts. All right, let me get back to today. So, if you don't know, I'm pretty close to my other first time roommate at this, apartment complex. Brady, me and him are pretty good friends. Like, it's our first time here. We'd be cool in it. And then our other roommate, Ruben, he moved in like 3 years before us. He's been here for like a hot minute. And he's been cool in it. So we never really hit it off. But today, he was like, emergency meeting. living room right now. So I pulled up, and he was like, yo, we're hitting the pool, and we're getting fucking faded. And I was like, I mean, all right. I was like, I'm down, but, like, I ain't got no alcohol, bro. Like, I only got 4 Bud Lights, so, like, I don't know. He was like, I got Fireball, and my girlfriend don't like Fireball, so we about to kill that shit. And I was like, I bet. So he pulls up with a half water bottle full of Fireball. And I already drank one beer before this. Like, I was doing my homework or some shit. I was drinking a beer. And then he's like, are you ready to go? I was like, I bet. He pulls up with a half water bottle full of Fireball. And then we go to the pool. We got the Fireball. We take 4 shots. And then there's still, like, a quarter of the water bottle left. And then he's like, all right, I'm done. You can hit this if you want. So then I just killed the whole fucking Fireball. Like, I had to have taken, like, 7 shots.
Bro, you just went, like, in and out, like, fucking yeah. bad.
Like, I don't really.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What'd you get?
It's just fucking... The last thing I got was he had a fucking half a water bottle of Fireball.
Yeah, so he had the half water bottle full of Fireball. So we went to the pool. We took like 3 or 4 shots of Fireball. And then he had like a quarter of the water bottle left. And then he was like, yo, Nate, I'm done. You can hit this if you want. So then I just killed the whole rest of the Fireball. Like I probably took like 7 shots, bro. Like I just killed that shit real quick.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, and then I was like, fuck, we're out of alcohol. And he was like, damn. And then I was like, yo, you want to hit up Walgreens real quick? And he was like, yo, bet. So I fucking like 7 shots of Fireball. I do not condone this at all.
Fucking, did your ass drive? Yeah, you drove.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Bro. Like, I do not condone this at all, but.
at least it was during the day. I think it's easier to drive during the day.
Yeah, it was like 3. So, like, I drove to Walgreens real quick. Like, I wasn't even that drunk. I was feeling it a little bit, I guess, but like, I really wasn't even that drunk. It's like, we hit up Walgreens, and then he caught me a 12 pack of Bud Light, and then he popped it in the car. Drove off, went back home, and then that's what I've been doing all day, bro. Just drinking Bud Light, bro. I am 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 deep after those 7 shots and 1 Bud Light. Plus 2, because I had 2 in there.
Damn, yeah. Son. It's fucking... And it's 12:44, bro. Fuck. Oh, yeah, fuck.
I'm feeling it right now.
Yeah, I'm very stoned right now. I'm at the point where I just took, like, my last hit, and I just don't feel it anymore.
Damn. Yeah, this is my last beer, bro. Like, I ain't feeling shit anymore.
I am so stoned. Should I, like, kill myself right now? I feel like I'm dead.
Go ahead, bro. I wish I could take a hit right now. Yeah. If I was there, I'd definitely take a hit.
Everyone, you're about to hear me die. Because my throat already, like, hurts. Kind of hurts like a bitch right now. Which is not good for tomorrow, but fuck it. I'm like, okay, all right. Here we go.
No, you're fucked.
I have to keep it down though, cause parents on the side.
Oh, what do you have tomorrow?
Oh, prom, bro.
What time though? It's just late.
No, I'm saying like my throat. I want everything to be in perfect condition so I can destroy it. Yeah, like true. That's what I mean. Like my throat is gonna be destroyed. My liver destroyed. Like all that good stuff.
Probably.
My lungs destroyed.
Probably.
So, like, you know, all right, I'm like, oh, fuck. I wanted to kill myself, so I'm going to take another. Oh, my God, it's hit me. It hit me hard. Oh, it hit me hard in the head. I'm so. Whoa!
Damn, son.
How do you get this stone where you just go, whoa!
Damn, bro.
Oh, that would fuck me.
Hey, you're fucked. Fucked.
I'm done for the night. Yeah, that one.
That one sent a fucking message.
Damn.
Oh my god, I wish you were here to rip this, bro.
I know. Me too. I'm just getting fucking faded out of here.
We're just gonna get faded on Sunfest.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for Sunfest, bro.
Do you know how much fun that's gonna be, bro?
Dude, I actually cannot wait.
We're just like fucking ball out, bro. I'm drinking at least 12. At least.
Bro, once this podcast ends, bro, we have to figure out like what the fuck we're doing.
Yeah, I mean we can't do it right now, bro. Like we pretty much have nothing else to talk about. You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I'll wrap this shit up. All right.
Yeah.
Well, shit. 85 minutes.
Yeah. Thank y'all for listening. If you made it this far, fucking congratulations. Like holy shit. Yeah. If you made it this far, bro, like we appreciate you so much. Like you. Damn.
Yeah, like you're a real one, bro.
Like you're amazing if you made it this far. That's crazy. We appreciate bro. You. We'll see it. We'll see you on the next podcast. You know,
damn pulling up with bangers. Yeah.
Make sure you pull up to Beer Bongs and Bangers Sports. That's on my channel.
Yeah, that's
We're talking about March Madness right now, which is about to end. Tomorrow and Monday.
It's ending Monday. Yeah, bro.
Monday.
And then, so catch on this shit quick.
Yeah, it's gonna come up quick. So you better catch on if you want to keep up to date on the brackets and shit.
Yeah.
And we're talking about baseball, obviously. And then so we're gonna wrap up this one.
When
some Heat music come out, we'll be talking about that, of course. And we'll stay coming. Week by week, even though we've been slacking a little bit.
Yeah, that's definitely, you know. This is what I said on Nate's podcast. Like, I want to get back into this shit. Like, we have to get back into this shit. This is, like, fun to fucking do. Like, I want to get back into this. So, like, we're going to start trying to do more podcasts when we can, as trying to stay a little more consistent than we have been.
Yeah. Like, it's been, like, a tough ride in college. Like, I just hit finals month, so it might be a little tough for me. But once it hits summer, like, guarantee we'll be coming, like, week by week. We'll be coming with your shit, whatever you want. Music, sports, TV shows. Like, we'll be coming with it. Just be ready.
Yes, sir. All right. And as always, thank you so much for listening. And we already told you the song of the day, if you remember. I'll remind you right quick. It's Old Town Road. Fucking Lil Nas X, and it's the remix with Billy Ray Cyrus. As always, thank you very much for listening. Always hit that. Make sure you hit that star so you get notifications when we fucking upload on the podcast. Go check out Nate's, once again, Beer Bongs and Bangers Sports. And hit that fucking applause so we know you listen. All right. Thank you very much for listening. As always, peace.
Yiddy.